Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Drafting, and I got a question for Lions fans coming up here in a few minutes. Just updating something that just came across to us. These are updated odds, Gator, updated odds on winning the Big Ten in basketball.
Okay.
It's decent to be us right now. At 5-2, the favorites are Illinois and Michigan, and at 7-2 is Michigan State. Spartans have won 7 in a row. They are undefeated in the Big Ten. Michigan went into L.A. and swept USC and UCLA, also undefeated in the Big Ten. Michigan State in action tomorrow night against Washington. The Michigan game last night, for people who watched it, for people who watch this Michigan basketball team, blowing double-digit leads is something that they are extraordinarily good at. And it's whether or not they will overcome said blown lead. They did it in both of these games in L.A. I think it was a 12-point lead at USC. Blew that lead. USC came back, tied it. Michigan won. This one was wild. They were up 18 in the first half, fell behind by 4 early in the second half, won by 19. How they managed to do that, I have no idea. At halftime, they had more turnovers than missed shots. Russian Loivat, Vlad Goldin finished with 36 points. Trey Donaldson had 20. But in their three losses, they've blown double-digit leads. And after the game, the players were asked about it. And they're like, yeah, I guess we didn't really learn from it. But wild affair last night in Los Angeles. Both Michigan and Michigan State, which I don't believe play until the end of February for the first time. They play like twice near the end of the year. They could be the two best teams in the Big Ten, Gator.
They could be. Long season, obviously, you know, Big Ten tournament that seems like it doesn't matter as much anymore. It's all about the NCAA tournament. So we'll see if these teams can make runs. It'd be nice. It feels like it's been a while since we've seen some good runs.
Yeah, Michigan and Michigan State play twice in the last 6 games. They play on February 21st and March 9th.
And then maybe in the tournament, the NCAA tournament, the Big Ten tournament.
And hell, maybe in the NCAA tournament. But there you go. All right, here are some of the names that have come across, players that players that people would want. And we gave you the 4 names of players that are on the board for the Lions at 32. Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State. Jordan Birch, edge rusher, Oregon. Tyreek Williams, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Mike Green, outside linebacker, Marshall. Thomas at Work says, if we're picking 32, I will still be too drunk from the Super Bowl. I will end up missing the draft. Rick says, I would pick the Ohio State O-lineman guy or whatever. I think they win the ring with Rag. If they win the ring with Rag now, he's gone. Carlson Al Park, defensive tackle, Tyreek Williams, Ohio State. Tim and Wixom, give me the linebacker. I feel like it's a position of need, but in depth, trading back wouldn't hurt either, Doug. Williams from Ohio State after we win the dang Super Bowl. It's from Marcus in East Point. I'm with Gator. As long as it's in that whiny Jack Sawyer, I'm happy. It's from Robert in a car. The next text says Jack Sawyer, Ohio State. Gator, who would you want?
Out of that group, I mean, the best offensive lineman available, I guess. It, of course, it'd be best player available, right? I don't know who the best player is available out of that group. I feel like we're getting closer and closer to an F them picks moment. That we could see, I could see Brad Holmes trading that for an actual player, or trading picks for an actual player of that's already established in the National Football League. So I don't have a strong opinion on this at this point, which is, it's awesome for me personally to feel like I don't have a strong opinion right now about the draft, because it means that this team is so good right now. Whatever, dude, you know?
Yep.
I don't even know what the biggest position of need is if you go into the draft. I mean, is it good? Because you don't know what they're going to pick up in free agency. Like last year, after the Lions got bounced in the NFC Championship game, like, wow, okay, what are they going to do for the draft? I'm not sure. And then they go out and they address the secondary in free agency and trades, and they still used a first-round pick on in the secondary. So you don't know what they're going to do, which is what's great about Brad Holmes, is that you don't know, but what you do know is he's going to be correct about what he does.
Gator, the pick is in, and with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Mike Green, edge rusher, Marshall.
I would expect the pundits would select an edge rusher because it seems like it's obvious that that's the position, yet we don't know what they'll need.
As the season went on, this guy first came on my radar when he had a sack against Ohio State early in the year. Kind of watched him, paid attention. He had two sacks against Virginia Tech. Those were the two big teams that Marshall played. He had three sacks against high D1 bowl caliber opponents and finished the season leading the country with 17 sacks. He's 6'4", 258, and he looks like he's got that frame that he can put on more weight. I thought this would be a great mid-round pick to sneak into the Detroit Lions. It was a little bit of a project, but the more and more I see this thing, I don't think he's going to make it to the mid-rounds, and I would love, that would be my pick at 32, and I would love if the Lions got Mike Green, the edge rusher for Marshall. So one of my favorite, the two favorite sleepers in the early draft projections, or early draft prep, I should say, Mike Green, edge rusher, Marshall, although he might not be a sleeper. The other one I like Jackson Dart, the quarterback from Ole Miss. I think he's a tight window thrower. I worry about quarterbacks coming out of that system, but they don't need to use a high draft pick on a quarterback, for sure. They probably might not even need to use a draft pick on a quarterback. I think it's intriguing that they brought in Teddy Bridgewater, but and maybe Jackson Dart doesn't make sense in Detroit, but I think he will be a worthy mid-round quarterback selection.
I think it'd be a great quarterback selection for another team. Yeah. This team does not need a quarterback. So
you're a big Hendon Hooker fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge. I take Hendon Hooker over Jackson Dart any day of the week. So it's I wouldn't look at that.
Do you react at all to them bringing in Bridgewater?
No, I thought it made sense. You get a guy, another quarterback who understands the system and who's got experience and can also help to mentor a little bit as they go into the postseason. I don't have a problem with that.
Kang, any thoughts here before we move on?
On Bridgewater or the draft?
Either.
The Bridgewater thing, to me, they want an experienced quarterback. If something goes down, let's just be honest, Teddy Bridgewater has a resume. Hendon Hooker does not. And, of course, it helps that Bridgewater was just here, so he knows Ben Johns, he knows the staff, he knows the offense. So, clearly, they're all in on the Super Bowl this year. So, in case, knock on wood, anything ever happened, they're going to put in a guy who's been there before in the playoffs in an NFL game. As far as the draft, yeah, without going into the deep dive of draft right now, my first thought is edge rusher, for sure. I mean, look what just happened this year. They lost their starting defensive ends, had to really just, move guys around on that line, make a trade at the trade deadline for a guy who's, I like Za'Darius Smith a lot, but I mean, there's times he plays half the snaps because I think they know, what he's capable of and the situations they want to put him in, but they definitely need depth there you can't count on Davenport clearly to stay healthy, so they need another guy opposite Hutch.
All right, well, there you go. A little bit of draft talk, a little bit on this bye week with a little bit of time to kill. All right, so the morning show did this yesterday, Gator, and I want to sin license everybody here because I think it's fair. I think jinxes are voided when it comes to the following conversation. We were talking earlier about that Fan Fest thing that's being done at Ford Field for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We have an advertisement for it. And look, this could be really, really cool for a lot of fans should the Lions actually be a participant in the NFL's last game of the season. But are people starting to make plans just in case? Do you have the Delta app on your phone?
I do.
Okay. I want you to, have you opened it recently?
Not in months, but.
I want you to open it up. Okay. I want you to do this for a reason. Is it easily accessible?
Sure.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
And what do you see when you open up the Delta app?
It says find my trip. So I haven't done a trip yet.
But go ahead and find my trip. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay. But then it says confirmation number, first name, last name, and confirmation.
Okay. So yours doesn't open up right to a trip?
Not that I can see of, no.
I happened to go on my Delta app last night to track if my son's flight was late leaving town.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a trip scheduled. I was like, what? I don't have any trips scheduled. And I clicked on it and I realized I have a flight to New Orleans scheduled.
I should, if you have one that I should as well.
That's why I wanted you to open that up. And I'm realizing that what this is the station. I'm sure have refundable flights to New Orleans scheduled for the Super Bowl. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So anyway, here I am. I'm like, sweet, but it's refundable, as it should be. But if you're planning on going, if this is something, the once-in-a-lifetime thing that you've been thinking about actually doing, it's probably a good idea to start looking at it now. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is not the kind of thing that you want to go the Thursday before the Super Bowl. I think I want to go. So is anyone... And again, we're avoiding all jinxes because the reality is, to make this practical, you have to plan ahead. Otherwise, it becomes impractical. Has anyone made any kind of plans? The just-in-case plans? 248-539-9797. Because you and I, we've been to Super Bowls.
Yes.
Part of the show. We big client thing.
Went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yes. And had a very good time.
Yeah. Dallas, New Orleans, and Indianapolis.
Yep. Yep. And it was good.
Yeah.
And it's so rare that we just get to sit in the stands and be fans. And
we got to.
Yeah, we got to. One of those Super Bowls is kind of blurry. But anyway, long story short, if you're planning on doing anything, you kind of gotta start planning now, right?
You would think, yeah, absolutely. And yes, I do think people have already planned. People have, you've had to have booked a hotel or booked a flight. I think people may have done this long in advance, like a year ago, when the team went to the NFC Championship game. They thought, okay, this team's going to be back. Why not? You can always cancel.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
248-539-9797. Have you started to put the wheels in motion, the just in case they make it wheels in motion with over a month to go before the Super Bowl in New Orleans? 248-539-9797. We'll talk to you next. 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. It's kind of wondering if you've started to lay out the plans. What if they make it? What if they go to the show? Have you thought about what you will do? And it doesn't even have to be a trip to New Orleans, try to go to the game. It can be a trip to New Orleans without going to the game. It could be a trip to New Orleans with going to the game. Kang, you brought up something. You've already started laying the foundation with your wife that you might be a party pooper.
Yeah.
If
the Lions make the Super Bowl, every year, you know, one of our friends in the group has a Super Bowl party, you know, normal, just like any other group, yep. Right? And of course,
great opportunity to bring some dip.
Yeah. Or a hot dog roller.
Yeah.
And Kenny's got, I know a guy. But this year, if the Lions are fortunate enough to make the Super Bowl, I'm not attending any Super Bowl parties. I told my wife, I'm locked in. You can do whatever you want to do, you know, but I am locked in at home on the couch. I can't have the nonsense around me going on. You know, I can't have you know, bandwagon fan. I can't have, you know, dip
Squares
chick.
Guy.
Yeah, exact. Squares guy, parlay dude. Dude. Like, this is too important for me.
Squares guy might be thrown out of a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It might not be Squares at a Super Bowl
party. If the Lions are in the dance, in the last game, and somebody's worried about their squares, that guy can get lost. Right? Squares guy, oh, you got to go for two here. No, you don't. You got to win the Super Bowl, jackass.
You know, if they get a safe, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. If they get a safety, if they block this extra point, none of it. Dude, enjoy the game. That's it.
Yep.
Kang, I support your decision.
So how did your wife respond to this? Because these will be like the, dare I say, the biggest, if. But if they make it, these would be like the biggest Super Bowl parties we've ever seen. And I think your reasoning is good. Also, biggest distractions ever from the biggest game of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine, you know, if the Lions somehow, you know, make it to the Super Bowl and they lose the game, and then you got some dude in the corner going, but did I just win the squares?
Yeah.
You know, like, no one cares at that point, right? Like, I'm not dealing with any of the other stuff. So, as far as my wife, Doug, she is all on board. She, you know,
she understands.
You're with me or you're against me. She's with me. So, yeah, if I choose to stay home, she's with me.
248-539-9797. Sharon, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. So back in November, I went ahead and took the plunge, spent my niece and nephew's inheritance.
on what?
Oh, on a Super Bowl package.
You've already purchased, so, huh?
I did. I'm going regardless.
Wow.
You're going regardless if they win or not? Or if the Lions get there
or not?
Wow.
Yep. Made my airfare and I'm all set.
So you got a lot invested in this postseason run.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I will tell you that a trip to the Super Bowl, they are fun events without a doubt. It's something that you will remember for the rest of your life for sure. If you happen to have made this investment way ahead of time, I can't imagine what the price tag, Sharon, on your trip will be if indeed it does fall our direction and we are fortunate enough to get there, what the price tag might be.
I know. Last year we waited until the division championship and we're scrambling, so we just did research ahead of time this year and just said, you know what, there's so many ins and outs, you can't really get a ticket and then resell it, and the fees are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So we just decided, you know what, win or not, you still want to go, and it was like, yep, so we locked in.
And you really don't love the niece and nephew that much anyway, right?
That's right. Their parents can worry about
them. Exactly.
Well, Sharon, that's a very bold move. I hope it works out for you. We all do.
I just realized this. So with you already having an itinerary with the Delta app, Doug,
yep.
Does that eliminate the RV?
Sadly, apparently it does. Well, here's what we know. Okay, this is what we know. I have a flight.
This is what we know. Because I enjoyed the RV so much the first time around. But Gator, you're going to go on the RV. Doug's going to fly there.
There's a small something that's kind of amusing in that Gator really doesn't like apps.
No.
And Gator can't figure out his Delta app whether or not there's a flight booked.
Well, it didn't. I mean, under my trips, there was nothing there. So I'm just guessing that either I'm in the RV or Lori hasn't inputted that information yet.
Oh, this is rich.
Is there an RV app?
Good God.
248-539-9797.
We learned so much from the first time around that the second time it's got to be.
It would
better.
Be smooth, man.
Just
smooth trip.
Yeah.
You got to make plans just in case. Just in case. And we're voiding all jinxes for the purpose of if you don't plan ahead of time,
then you're just not going
to. The price tag goes up. The chance to even go could be eliminated.
Yep. I mean, I did this before with Michigan State and the national championship game, and I booked a trip out to Arizona for that. And, of course, Michigan State got killed by Alabama in the first college football playoff. But I also wanted to take a little vacation at that point, so I went anyway. I didn't go to the game, but I had my hotel booked, my airfare was booked and all that. So, and I had a great time.
Daryl's in Detroit, and he's on 97. Oh, God.
All right, Daryl.
Daryl, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Kane hit the nail around the head. I will not be going to a Super Bowl party. I don't want to hear all these people yelling and screaming that just started watching football this year. And let alone end up somewhere where they watching it on some app or Fire Stick. The screen is freezing. And I can't do that. And if they're there, if our boys are in the big game, man, I have a fit. I can't go to a Super Bowl party.
Daryl, hey, you know, you brought up something that is a real thing. And that is people that just started watching football this year.
Oh, man, worse. The worst.
Can you? I just started thinking about this, man, because if you do go to a party, like everybody's been to Super Bowl parties, and there's always been issues with every Super Bowl party, whatever it is. We talked about the annoying guy, the squares guy, whatever, but like seating issues. There seems to always be an issue with getting a good seat to watch the game, the quality of the TV and all that. If the Lions are in a Super Bowl, that matters more than anything else.
I'm trying to tell you.
Right?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm already probably going to shed tears once they make it, let alone, you know, I mean, you know, let alone them in the game getting ready to win it. No, I can't take it. You know, you got people yelling out crazy things like, oh, he's running with the ball. Oh, why are they doing to him? What, tackling him? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, just hey. Different stuff.
Armon Ron Brown Saint is my favorite player, you know?
Right. Yeah, so that's it, guys.
Yeah, no, I understand. Those people are already out there, like the just started watching football this year crowd. And I think, again, they can be forgiven. Like, this is not something that I – but at a Super Bowl party, it could be a bit much, right?
Yeah, I think it, when it comes to this, I mean, if this comes to fruition – if the Lions play in the Super Bowl.
If.
Yeah, I just think that so many, every fan wants to watch the game. And, you know, I mean, Super Bowl parties are distracting and they're fun to be at and all this. But it's different when your team's going to play for it. We haven't seen that yet. I want to be all locked in, right?
Yeah.
You want to be completely locked in. I don't want the distraction of, oh, hey, you know, and good God, if you have to host that party, you better not be a fan, because, I mean, how could you be a fan and host the party? Hey, we ran out of napkins. I don't care.
Right. You know, it'd be the worst host ever.
We have any more beer? I don't know. Don't care.
Where's the bathroom? Go anywhere.
Yeah. It's outside.
It is a 15-hour.
I have to go. If you got to go number two, then just keep driving. You're not stopping.
Depending on where you are in Metro Detroit, it can be anywhere between 15 and 16 hours to get to New Orleans. Strangely, Gator and I have made this drive.
What did they say, 15 or 16? I thought it was like 24 hours.
No.
It says 15 or 16?
Well, it says from Detroit to New Orleans, and it depends where you're leaving from in Detroit, but it is 15 hours and 37 minutes.
Okay. That's actually, if you drive straight through.
Yeah.
Driving is probably going to be cheaper than flying at this point because it's so expensive for flights direct to New Orleans, or you might have to find a flight to Baton Rouge or something somewhere else, you know?
You may have to buy a new car, you know, halfway through. Isn't that what the one listener did? They had to buy a new truck?
And that was for a regular season game.
That was for a regular season game.
248-539-9797.
15 or 16 hours. Hysterical.
Well, you're just saying if you don't account for stops?
You know, you have to leave on time. That's the first thing. You have to make sure there's not a snowstorm in Cincinnati that's going to cost you like 5 hours. You have to have a driver that's willing to stay awake and alert for the entire ride.
I got
to
tell you.
You have to make sure that you stay on the right route and not head to Huntsville instead of going and making that right turn to New Orleans. There's a lot of things that have to go right.
Yeah, we almost went to the Super Bowl in Mobile.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. 97-1 the ticket. Hey, football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at bigger winnings. And if your bet doesn't hit, you get bonus bets back. So not only do you get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but there's also 5 chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. It's the great playoff payoff. It's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. The opt-in is required, so make sure you look at the banner at the top, claim offer, and then when you make your bet, hit the little button that gives you your no-sweat same-game parlay. It's a 3-leg minimum required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we were just talking about brand new football fans because they're out there. We just got a tweet here from a listener named Jamie. How about this for a brand new football fan?
All right.
My mom always thinks the replays are a new play. I just dealt with it versus Minnesota. Gibbs would have had 10 touchdowns in my mom's universe. That going on during the Super Bowl could be rough.
Wow.
So he's not going to watch with his mom?
Doesn't sound like it.
Goodness.
That's a tough one, man.
That's tough.
I guess mom's a little, probably a little aged. You don't want to, you know, leave mom hanging, but she thinks every replay is a new play. That also is very difficult. That's a tough one there.
That's tough to process if you have to constantly put up with that. Yeah.
All right, a couple of facts that we should pass along. Fact one, Jahmyr Gibbs named Offensive Player of the Week.
Nice.
It should come as no huge surprise, right?
No, not when you have 4 touchdowns, 139 yards rushing, you know, a bunch of, I think, 40 yards receiving, whatever it was. And like I said, 4 touchdowns.
Yep.
Four. That's gonna get you some notoriety.
And from the Sports Business Journal, ESPN averaged 2.7 million viewers for its 33 non-college football playoff bowl games this season, matching the best figure since 2019-2020. 22 games saw year-to-year gains, with 14 hitting a 5-year high and 5 hitting a 10-year high.
I am astounded by that.
This is incredible.
It tells me one thing.
Do you want to say, count? Because I got one theory too. Count it down, 3, 2, 1, and say it.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1, gambling. Here's the thing about gambling. Gambling on non-college football playoff bowl games
is risky.
It is. It's absurd, isn't it?
It is risky.
Hey, who's playing quarterback? I don't know. The one kid portaled. The other's going pro. Oh, he's taken no snaps this year, and he will be the leading contender to be the quarterback next year.
Yeah, good
luck. We'll play him. Who's playing running back? Oh, the true freshman.
Because
this game doesn't count against his red shirt.
But he was a 3-star, so it's good.
And I mean, is that crazy or is that crazy?
Yeah, I found myself not. I don't know if I bet on a single college football game that wasn't related to the college football playoff. I don't think I did. You went the other way.
There was a lot of research on a lot of players.
Yeah.
And a lot of paying attention to who's in the portal and who's not in the portal. Still didn't make it risky. Risky as hell. But. I mean, we're talking about some huge ratings for a lot of bowl games, which all that's going to do is feed the beast. You know, and people say the bowl games don't matter. What defines don't matter? Because if more people are watching, does that mean they matter? maybe the outcomes of the games don't matter, but the interest, if the interest in the games are there, more power to them, right?
Yeah. I didn't have a ton of interest in the non-CFP games.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the portal activity. That's it. I mean, I had way more interest years ago before you had the portal activity, before you had players opting out because they're going to protect themselves for the draft. And I understand all that. But it's just it's a progression. But I 100% feel that the reason that the ratings are where they're at is because how many states don't have gambling, legalized sports betting? There aren't many. It feels like it just more and more get added each year. So that's the appeal.
Yep.
Legalized wagering.
Yep. And it has definitely impacted the sport. With that said, Gator, speaking of gambling, we found it awfully interesting that the Detroit Pistons are an 8.5-point road favorite tonight. An 8.5-point road favorite. This is a hot basketball team that's got back to 500. They're playing a bad Brooklyn Nets team. You know, I want to rediscuss a topic we discussed yesterday, because the Pistons are three games into the playoffs. They're hanging on to the play-in game spots. There's probably a lot of Detroiters that don't understand or haven't paid attention to what the play-in game is, the play-in games are, because it hasn't really been something that has been even remotely on our radar. Under the old system, 1 through 8 made the playoffs. 8 played 1, 2 played 7, 3 played 6, 4 played 5. Now, 1 through 6 are in. 7, 8, 9, and 10 are in a play-in tournament. 9 plays 10, losers out. Winner advances. 7 plays 8, winner is the 7 seed. Loser plays the winner of the 9-10 game. The winner of that is the 8 seed.
It's interesting.
It is interesting, and I actually don't hate it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Normally, things are convoluted like this. I'm not for, but in the spirit of getting, you know, more fan bases interested,
mm-hmm.
and it's not done where it's crazy long, let's have a 5-game series. No, this is a good format to get it down there. I don't mind it at all.
It's basically 7 and 8 have a double elimination tournament. 9 and 10 have a single elimination tournament. A double elimination game, single elimination game, and 7 and 8 are playing for the 6 seed, and the losers playing for the seven seed, losers playing for the 8 seed. There is a degree of importance, and as much as it would be cool to be involved in that, it's kind of important not to be in this if you're actually going to try to be a playoff team and in the mix to be a playoff team, because the 6 seed avoids Cleveland or Boston in the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, it's really hard to make a run without there being some injuries or some real load management things. But a Detroit playoff series against the Knicks or the Magic would be way better than a Detroit playoff series against the 31-4 Cleveland Cavaliers or the defending champ Boston Celtics.
Right. And if you look at the standings right now, with Pistons at 18-18, they are right now currently the 9 seed. The 5 seed are Milwaukee Bucks at 18-16. So it's a 2-game difference there. You feel like this team has played so well recently. And maybe this is what they are. Maybe this is a team that we should expect to be hovering around 500 for the rest of the season. And 500 probably keeps you right in that pocket of being in the middle of everything, being a 5 or 6 or 7 seed in when it comes to the Eastern Conference. I like this team. They're exciting to watch. They've got a lot of youth, and when they break, it's a lot of fun playing above the rim. They got guys that can shoot from 3-point land, and they're playing a good brand of basketball.
Well, the cool thing is when you kind of get on the radar of people and getting to 500, given that they're, you know, many of their key players are still under the age of 25, held are under the age of 24. It bodes very well for the future. And I think this is a rather significant development in this season. Getting to 500 is kind of this landmark that they've achieved. And because they've achieved that landmark, I think that means a few more eyeballs come their way tonight.
Oh yeah.
Don't lay an egg. Please don't lay an egg.
Don't lay an egg. And how about stay relevant? Okay. Because if you're not, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think relevant is staying in this playoff hunt. It's not, you know, competing for the 10 spot. I think it's competing for a legitimate playoff spot where everybody feels like, okay, this team has made big strides. You know, don't go on a five-game losing streak after you've gotten a four-game win streak, and hopefully it's a five-game win streak after tonight. Don't do that. You know, it's the same conversation you have about the Red Wings. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Keep going. Build off the momentum you have. And it feels like with the Pistons, that it really is kind of like, I don't know if sky's the limit, but it feels like there's a lot more to be had here because you're getting in the embryonic stages of what looks like it's something pretty nice here. They're in the ground floor of a nice enterprise. You know, they've got some veteran players that are there, but there's just a few of them. But it's the core group of the young players that you're counting on. With the Red Wings, it feels like they're a little bit older than what the Pistons are. But both teams are kind of in the same territory right now.
Well, let me give you another fact. We were talking about facts here, and this according to ESPN, and this is not a small fact. This could be a very significant fact, Gator. According to ESPN, the Pistons are in the unusual position as the only NBA team with cap space leading up to the trade deadline.
Oh, how about that? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Could go a couple different ways. Either it means you can go out and find a player that's going to help you, or it means you can take on a contract of
an
a player.
An expiring contract.
Yeah, and get a pick out of it, too.
Something to consider.
And the trade deadline in the NBA is February 6th. That's just a few weeks away.
Yeah, that is a very useful fact.
Yes.
248-539-9797.
Do you guys remember when we had Trajan Langdon on? And one thing he said about making trades is he will never hesitate to make this team better.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. And so that includes the trade deadline, of course. And I also want to caution people, too, that are kind of tuning in maybe for the first time with the Pistons, that this is a growing year and they're looking better and they're growing finally. If they lose a game, it's not all over. You know, they've,
right.
they've actually shown this year they can come back and win after losing games. And so it's, you know, I think enjoy the growth, enjoy the process. And hopefully this is the beginning stages of something that's long-term here. And I think the fact that it's not just the roster, but they brought in new coaches, guys. And these guys are teaching the right way, and they're working. And it's the results are there finally.
They're the third hottest team in the NBA right now. Cleveland and Oklahoma City have both gone 10-0 in their last 10 games. The Pistons are next with an 8-2 record.
Carson Anderson, 97-1.
Look, cold weather can really wreak havoc on your garage door. I know. It can make some strange noises. You start to worry about it because the springs and the rollers, any of those moving parts, they can break when the temperature drops. And we're getting temperatures in the 20s. We know the wind chill, it drops into the teens. And pretty soon we're going to get below that. So that's awful. This is why I recommend Precision Garage Door Service. It's a great local company. They do same-day service so they can get your garage back to new in no time. I've worked with Daryl's crew a couple of times, and they're amazing. Plus, they have garage doors that are actually in stock at the warehouse, and they can install a new door for you in as little as 24 hours. So if you need that new garage door, call Precision right now. Easy. 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
We have some hysterical texts coming in regarding, are you making early plans? And of course, what we're talking about is, you know, to be safe, you have to start mapping out what if this football team advances to the Super Bowl. Now, whether it's for travel or laying the groundwork for there will be no party this year if the Lions are in the game. Kang made that point that he wanted to get in early. And tell the wife, hey, look, if the Lions get to the last game, there's something you need to know about me. I'm not going to a Super Bowl party. And I think it's kind of a wise move if you're a hardcore.
Oh, I think it's a great move.
Yep.
Plus, it gives him plenty of time to make the crab dip, get it ready to go. Crab dip for the family.
Of course.
Don't overdo it.
Well, I learned from you that you can overdo it.
And absolutely overdo it. Don't overdo it. Trying to keep it compartmentalized.
Let's revisit that. How much crab dip did you make?
You found a recipe online, right?
I did. I found a
recipe. And you followed it for a party of 12 or what?
I don't know what it was for, but it was big. It was a, I have two cast iron skillets at home.
Yep.
Two different sizes.
And this was for your own, just for you.
Yeah, I was making it. I mean, I was hoping to have somebody come over to the house. This is like a couple of years now. I was going to have somebody come over and or a couple friends come over, and they, I think, eventually bailed. But I'm like, you know what? I got the stuff. I'm going to make it. I mean, I have crab meat here. What else am I going to do with it? But eat it somehow. I got the makings for a dip. I think the skillet was like a 10.5-inch skillet or maybe bigger. It was just massive. And it was absolutely delicious. But as I'm eating it, I thought I ate a ton of crab dip that first day. I'm like, oh my God, that was a lot. And then I go back to look at maybe reheating some for the next day. I'm like, wait a minute. I ate more than this, didn't I? I mean, there was 75% of it at least left over. Maybe 85%. It was insane. I had crab
meat ain't cheap either.
No. I had crab dip for like 3 days, and then I had to throw half of it out. It was just too much.
I just looked out at Twitch. Koi Boy One wrote, yeah, the 60-gallon bucket was a bit much, Gator.
Yeah.
All right, so here's some of the feedback.
It's not like I went shopping at Costco for it either. It was just, I guess, the wrong recipe.
Jerry O. in Dearborn writes, oh my God, after listening to you, Kang, I called the wife and I got on the record that she better not schedule me for any parties or invite anybody to her house if the Lions make the Super Bowl. I don't want anybody bothering me while the game is on. So I got it on the record right after you talked about it.
He planned ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. The good thing is that you've got, we'll know, right? And if the Lions make the Super Bowl, then you have 2 weeks, basically. So you've got plenty of time. Like, when did somebody come up with a Super Bowl party before? Usually you find out about it a week before. It's not like now. Nobody's planning this thing now.
No.
But what is being planned and planted are the seeds of saying, absolutely not. Not this year. Not if the Lions make it.
Aaron B. says, zero chance I'm going to a Super Bowl party with a bunch of brats running around and screaming. I'll be in the basement watching.
That's right. My man.
Is this your alias, Gator? Aaron B.?
I think he's smart.
You endorse that?
What, do you want to be distracted by a bunch of little kids? I mean, King, I kind of feel for you. Feel for you. You got two little daughters. Are they going to want to watch the game?
They're not going to have a choice. So the worst case scenario.
Don't they have the Nickelodeon Slime Fest broadcast?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll just give them the iPad and cage them.
Dude.
Wow.
Cage them. I promise I'll be good. He went cage.
Back to the cage.
You guys want some crab dip?
Right. How do I eat the crab dip? We'll feed the three of them.
Did I hear you speak? Did you speak? Because if you spoke, it's back to the cage.
Back to the cage. Would your wife take the kids away and say, we're going to go in the other room?
She knows the stakes here. She
beautiful.
Would.
That's
she
what
knows.
Has to happen. That's what has to happen.
For better or for worse.
Right?
Look, I'm going to guess there are going to be more people in my camp of the no kids Super Bowl party if we're talking the Lions.
I think yes.
No kids below the age of like 8.
Yeah, you are in that camp 24/7, 365.
That's not entirely true.
Yeah, 366 on leap years, Doug.
365 and a fourth. I'm just saying, it makes sense for a game of this magnitude. You don't want to deal with those distractions.
To be fair, you think that's true no matter what the Super Bowl
that's
matchup is.
That's neither here nor there. I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Feedback
or
coming
other
in.
Big events.
I'm a huge Lions fan, and I agree with Kang. It's staying at home. But with respect to squares, it definitely depends on how big the payoff is. I purchased $100 squares in the past, and those are significant payouts.
They are. I just don't want the guy walking around, you know, parroting what's going on in the game. I know what's going on in the game. I don't, you know, the squares will take care of itself. I don't need you telling me what the scenario is with 3:25 to go in the first quarter.
I don't need you trying to convince me that kicking a field goal here on second down makes sense.
Right.
More feedback. Solid rules for a Lions Super Bowl party. 1, no kids. 2, all caps, no kids.
Oh.
3, no squares. 4, all commercials are muted so nobody talks about them. It's from John in Lake Orion.
That might be a little much. I mean, people are going to want to see that stuff.
Oh, my God. Here's a great one. New to football fan? Unnamed texter writes, my wife always says, they're hurting the little guy, meaning Gibbs. So funny.
So is his middle name Saint or is his last name Saint Brown?
do you pronounce that name? Look it up.
Larry at work says, I looked yesterday and hotels 40 miles from downtown New Orleans wanted over $700 per night for a Super Bowl weekend. No effing way. KC in Ann Arbor, I'd booked two rooms, hotel rooms in Baton Rouge back in the summer. Flights into Baton Rouge are currently $259. Wow.
Why are you going all Trebek with that?
What do you mean?
Baton Rouge.
I don't know. That's how I pronounce it, Baton Rouge.
Like you're leaning into it, right?
I like it. Because he hates the French anyway.
What's funny about this? I don't hate the French. I think Paris sounds overrated, but Baton Rouge, is that how I should say it?
Go back with Baton Rouge.
You know what? Bob's from Canada, maybe a little French-Canadian sneak in it. Gouge? Cousin Gouge? Calls it Baton Rouge?
Baton
Gouge?
I was wondering why you were pronouncing it that way.
Baton Rouge?
You're leaning into it.
I thought it was like an inside joke. Like, why is he saying it like
that? Ricardo joins us in studio here on 97. What a ticket.
Though, you know what? Fun fact.
Let's hear it.
Louisiana and Michigan share the same name of a city. Here we call it Monroe. Down there, it's Monroe.
Is that right?
If you say Monroe, they will look at you like, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that like Monroe?
Oh, we got Charlotte and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Lake Orion and Lake Orion.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all that stuff.
How are you today, Reek?
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. What's on the agenda today?
Well, just kind of where would you not want to see the assistants end up? They're interviewing for a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs.
Where would you? Where's that one?
Four interviews.
Like you're going to be happy that they got the job, but it's just like, oh, you're my next door
dude.
Neighbor.
It is the most happy-ish I will ever be, because I like those guys.
Right.
Happy-ish
until all of a sudden you're like, oh, the Ben Johnson offense is going to be great until you have to defend it.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, of course they ran these trick plays.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it used to be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. They work if you got an offensive line, if you got the offensive weapons to make it work. And those teams generally aren't looking for new head coaches.
Does he actually consider, I can't take that job. The right tackle can't even throw a pass.
Exactly.
But
yeah, I want you to keep that in mind, Ben Johnson. Can the right tackle throw a pass in Vegas with the Jets in New England?
But see, like New England, it's like you got a high pick. You could go out and draft the best O-lineman.
Yeah, that's great. It'll take years for that team to get going. And the Lions, of course, don't play an easy schedule. They're only going to play the best of the best. So don't have to worry about that.
Can you imagine
that comes with the territory.
If Ben Johnson's a head coach, when they bring players into workout, he's going to ask the offensive lineman to throw passes.
Sure.
Can you throw on the run? Can you throw from the near hash to the far sideline?
You know, can the punter throw?
Yep. These are all unique if Ben Johnson
Did you play quarterback in high school, son?
Yeah.
Well, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.